since we're generally more familiar with the beginning of the parashiyot than the end of the parashiyot, like last week we'll do our Divrei Torah on the end of the parsha. Towards the end of the Aseret HaDibrot, we read, Lo tachmod beit re'echa, lo tachmod eshet re'echa, v'yavdo v'avmato v'sharo v'chamaro v'chol asher l're'echa. This problem, this challenge of kina, is even more of a challenge in our world today, where we're so much more aware of what everyone else has, and it generates so much more jealousy and wanting of what other people have. The Targum Yonason writes that this sin of desiring what others have, galuta ati alama, it brings galus to the world. Maybe when people lack satisfaction with what they have, God has to move them so that they'll appreciate what they used to have. A few comments on this. First of all, Rav Zamir Cohen makes a beautiful point. He says, it says in the end of the pasuk, v'chol asher l'reyecha, lo tachmon eshet reyecha, avdo amato shor v'chamor v'chol asher l'reyecha. And he says, sometimes we look at one piece of what someone else has without realizing the full package of what goes together with it. Before we're jealous of something, one particular thing someone else has, let's realize that it goes together with a lot more. A second point. The Ibn Ezra famously says, people are only jealous of things they see as what they should have. He talks about how a villager won't be jealous of what a city person has that's, so to speak, out of their league. It starts with the leagues of how we rate ourselves and what we expect for ourselves. A person who's humble and realizes that what they should have, they do have, doesn't look to things that they don't have with jealousy. The Maharal, very strong piece, Netzach Yisrael Perek Chafei, talks about how Goyim claim that the Jews are a rough, tough, crude people. They're jealous even of each other. They fight even amongst themselves. The Maharal explains beautifully that the basic midah of Jews is that we take ourselves seriously. We view ourselves as serious and important. Sometimes this expresses itself in the wrong way by wanting what other people have. But the truth is, we should view ourselves as important, and we should view each other as important and deserving of what they have. And the Maharal says the way we see the positive of Judaism shining through is that when a Jew is in trouble, other Jews rally around. And this shows that we recognize that we're all part of one and we're all beneath the surface struggling together as a team. Because this is the antidote to kina, that we should focus on what the team has as opposed to what we have as individuals. And last, a few words from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. The antidote to envy is gratitude. Who is rich, asked Ben Zoma, one who rejoices in what he has. There's a beautiful Jewish practice that done daily is life transforming. The first words we say on waking are Moda Ani Lefanecha. I thank you, living and eternal King. We thank before we think. Judaism is gratitude with attitude. Cured of letting other people's happiness diminish our own, we release a wave of positive energy, allowing us to celebrate what we have instead of thinking about what other people have, and to be what we are instead of wanting to be what we are not. Shavua Tov.